Thank you very much, Matt Varney. It's 5 minutes after 8. It is a beautiful day today. Sunshine and high close to 61. Right now, I have no idea what the temperature is outside. Trooper Watson, do you know what the temperature is outside?
I don't. I know there was frost on my windshield when I left this morning.
It's still saying 34 at the airport, so yeah. I'm going to go with that.
There you go.
And how I can see the little thermometer all the way at the airport from the
the binoculars.
Technology. Man, I haven't seen you in a while. It's good to see you.
It is good to see you, brother. How's everything been?
Man, it's great. We just had a huge record-breaking year for St. Jude Children's.
I'm looking at the posters and stuff on the wall. Looks good.
It's crazy.
Awesome.
We're still on a high from that. And I tell you, though, it was either Thursday or Friday. And we're going to talk about something pretty serious here because we're talking about lives. The state troopers, our law enforcement, are getting hit by vehicles on the roadway. And I'm tired of seeing their pictures show up on my Facebook feed. It's just one too many.
You know, we've actually had 16 squad cars struck since January 1. It's kind of epidemic proportions. You know, you look back in our history, and it hasn't been since 97 that the state police have lost two troopers in as many days. And it's been 66 years since we've lost three troopers in a single year. And this is only the second day of April.
That's crazy.
So we've got a serious issue. But what we're trying to do out of this whole issue is, look, yes, state police are experiencing a serious issue. We're losing bodies. We're losing lives. Mm-hmm. These are people's moms and dads and brothers and sisters and moms. And
exactly.
You know, these are real people. But the thing about it that we're trying to do is educate people. It's not just an Illinois State Police problem. This is all roadway users. You know, when you speak about Scott's Law, it's covering police, fire, EMS, construction, and tow truck drivers.
Mm.
So, and as of January of 2017, they also amended the law. So if you say, for instance, you're driving down Route 13 on the way into work this morning, you break down with a flat tire on the side of the road.
Right.
So you turn on your four-way flashers and now Scott's Law applies to you as well.
Okay.
Yes, yes. All right. So we're using our tragedy to educate the public and draw awareness to this law because it has the potential to save or help a lot of people from the tragedy that we're experiencing.
It is it's a real deal here, y'all. It is the law, and we need you to safely move over and give these folks who are either doing their job or they're broke down the side of the road, whatever it is, give them plenty of room to do what they need to do, because this is too many lives are being lost right now. And the other thing that we wanted to talk about is distracted driving. And Trooper Watson, I'll let you hit on that because I know folks are out in force right now.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So distracted driving is also one of the plagues or the scourges of our roadways. Mm-hmm. You look at the national statistics and it's off the chain. We've got a serious issue with distractions in the car. And, you know, yes, Illinois law talks about distractions, but it's all focused on cell phone usage. You know, it's focused on texting or social media applications or whatever the case may be. But it's much more than that. You think about distracted driving. It's an issue with picking up a sippy cup for your infant in the back seat. It's changing the radio station. It's changing your tie into a different one
because
you've gotten ketchup on that one from eating.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of different issues besides just the cell phone issue.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think distracted driving, stop. You've got one task to do when you're behind the wheel of that vehicle, and that's focus everything you've got on that roadway.
It just takes a second when your eyes are off the road. You gave me some statistic many years ago. It's like if you're traveling 60 miles an hour in the roadway and you look down for like a second or 3 seconds or whatever.
It takes 4.5 seconds to send or receive a text. And at 55, you're covering an entire football field.
A football field.
Yes.
At 55. So some folks are doing
it's a football field.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something to think about there. And I'll tell you this too. My wife's car, my wife has a nice car. It's got basically a tablet on the screen.
I know, right?
And I am not skilled enough to be driving and touch the button. So I just let her do it. Or basically, y'all, just keep it on Z100. That's it. Put it on there. Yank the knob off.
Why would you need to change?
Why would you? Exactly. We're taking care of you right here with your music and your information, but it is a serious deal. And I'll tell you this, too. You don't want to pay a $125 ticket. You don't want to put others' lives at risk there. Plus, like in a construction zone, Trooper Watson, I have said it.
It started yesterday.
On I-57.
Yep.
But some people in the construction zone, I don't know what it is. They're not listening to Z100 because they feel like, okay, now I'm in like the Grand Prix of Monaco.
I got to get through this thing as fast as I can.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah.
But I mean, you guys are going to be out there to enforce it, but that's a minimum $375.
Yeah,
ticket.
For your first offense. Your second one is $1,000. When I talk to kids in high school, that's the first one is close to the cost of an Xbox, and the second one is 2.5 Xboxes.
You're putting it in terms they understand.
That makes it real.
And I'm not talking the original Xbox. We're talking Xbox One.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean,
yeah.
You don't want to do that, and heaven forbid, you don't want to cause an accident anywhere. But it's up to you to be smart, and when you're driving, you're driving.
You know, and we're talking about Scott's Law, and how it applies to construction vehicles as well. Let me launch this statistic over your bow, because I personally didn't see this one coming. Whenever I started talking to IDOT over in Carbondale, hey, provide me some statistics so I can talk out here at Williamson County Traffic Safety Days.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to those folks, and they say, in 2016, 90% of the work zone fatalities were the people passing through the work zones. It's not the construction workers.
Right.
It's the people passing through the zones that are dying in those construction zones 90% of the time. So when you're passing through that zone is really set up for you so that you are afforded the safest opportunity to get through it.
Yeah.
IDOT does not want you to fail. They want you to successfully negotiate that construction zone.
Right.
So all you've got to do is pay attention to the signs, slow down, focus on the drive.
Right.
And you're going to succeed.
If it
just
says
do the right thing.
If it says 45, it's 45, y'all. And we are doing this. We sound like a nagging mother. Have on clean underwear. I'll say it. But we want you to be safe. We want everybody to go to work and come home.
I'll be honest with you, Kent. I'd rather have this conversation as a nagging mom standing here in the studio than standing on the side of the road as an Illinois State Police Sergeant writing you a citation. That's where I'd rather have this conversation.
Yeah.
So don't feel like that you're being nagging. Let's have an educational conversation here so that we don't have this issue on the side of the road, because we don't want your money. Spended it on St. Jude's for Z100, you know? Keep your money.
Exactly.
We want the safety on the roadways, and that's what we're focused on.
Well, Trooper Joey Watson, I appreciate your time. And I say Trooper, now is it Sergeant?
Yep.
It's Sergeant Watson.
I got a promotion. Woo!
You are awesome. Awesome,
thank you,
brother.
I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for keeping us informed. And y'all, hey, moral of the story is when you're driving, you're driving. And we'll do our best to keep you safe. And Illinois State Police, we appreciate you and the work you do, our construction workers.
We truly appreciate it.
Yeah. I tell you what, we just want everybody to be safe, have fun, listen to some Dierks Bentley.
Ooh.
Come on now. This is the latest song. It's simply called Living, right here, right now. New Country Z100.